Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Well, the church group is aboard the bus for their weekly visit to the Odyssey Retirement Home. Most of the kids are in for a great time, but Donna Barkley is in for even more than that.
Okay, gang. Now, each of you has the name of the person you're supposed to visit and what room they're in, right?
Right, yes.
Good, good, good. And you know what you're supposed to do. But please remember one thing. This is the Odyssey Retirement Home, not the Odyssey Mortuary. The people here may be a little old in a number of years, but they're still people with a need for friendship and a little understanding. Now, if you treat them that way, you'll have a wonderful time tonight. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's go.
What'd you get, Amanda?
Mrs. Little Shaw.
Hey, Lucy, who'd you get?
Oh, Mr. Morton in room 307. I visited him before.
You have? Is he nice?
Oh, yes, he's wonderful. He's 97 years old and fought in both world wars, and he has all kinds of stories to tell.
I've never done this before. I'm kind of nervous. I hope I get someone who isn't too, you know, too old.
Well, who'd you get?
Room 754. Mary Hooper.
Oh.
Oh? What do you mean, oh? Have you visited her before?
Once.
And?
And I probably shouldn't say anything.
If you probably shouldn't say anything, then you probably should say something. What do you know about Mary Hooper? You're making me nervous.
Don't be nervous. She was just, well, difficult. Please don't make me say anything else. I'm sure deep down inside she's a very nice lady.
Deep down inside?
Uh-oh. Well, maybe it was just me. She might like you. Oh, and whatever you do, don't touch her flowers and plants.
Okay. What do you mean, don't touch her flowers and plants? Lucy! Lucy!
Hey, Donna! Donna Barkley! Over here, Squirt!
Huh? Oh, hi, Richard.
What you doing? Out visiting with the church group?
Yes, Richard.
Yeah, and where's my little sister? Wherever you go, she's usually around somewhere.
Rachel?
Yeah, well, what, do I have another little sister you hang out with?
No, I haven't seen her in a while. We don't really, she hangs out with another group of kids.
Oh, I get it.
What are you doing here?
Well, I work here part-time. I'm what you call an orderly. What room are you looking for? I can get you there.
Room 754.
Oh, it's around this way. Come on, I'll walk you.
You don't have to.
Well, I got to anyway. Did you say 754?
Yes.
Mary Hooper. Ooh-wee. What are you visiting her for?
Because I got her name. They passed them out on the way here.
Yeah, what for?
So we can visit them. You know, talk to them and make them feel like they have friends.
You're going to try to be friends with Mary Hooper? What a joke. You can forget that. She don't want friends.
I can try, can't I?
Well, you can try, but I'll bet you can't do it. Well, here's her room. Well, do I get a kiss goodnight?
Get lost, Richard.
Oh, by the way, Donna, don't touch her flowers and plants.
I know, I know. Mrs. Hooper? Mrs. Hooper? Mrs. Hooper?
What do you want? Can't you see I'm busy? I've got plants to water. Look at them hanging their heads like vultures.
I'm from the church. I'm here to visit.
You are, huh? Well, I didn't ask you to come visit.
I know, but I'm here from the church, and I got your name. See, it's right here on this card.
I don't care what you got or where you got it. I did not ask you to come here.
But I'm from the church. I have to visit you.
Why?
Because.
Because why? What do you care about an old woman like me, huh?
I care.
Do you?
Yes.
Really now?
Sort of.
Ha! I knew it. You young church kids come parading in here thinking you're doing me some kind of a favor. No favor to me.
I thought you'd like us to come.
You thought? Well, you didn't get that thinking from me. Now, if I were young, you wouldn't catch me hanging around a bunch of senile old bedbugs like me. Why don't you go away? Go visit someone who wants to be visited. I don't like it.
You don't? Why not?
Because I don't, that's why. I take visitors in my home. And this is not my home. My family took my home and put me in here to rot.
That's terrible. Why would they do something like that?
You are ignorant, aren't you? Because I'm trouble, they say. A burden, they say. Too old, they say. So they dragged me out of my house of 20 years and made me come here.
That's sad.
The saddest part is that now I've got young derelicts coming to visit whenever some church leader gets the idea in his head.
I'm sorry.
Not near as sorry as I am. No privacy, no life of my own. And look at what they're doing to my flowers.
Well, it sounds horrible.
Oh, it sounds horrible, huh? You want to hear how they beat me with rubber hoses late at night?
They don't do that.
They don't, huh? Well, come here and I'll show you my bruises.
No, I don't believe you.
Come here then.
No, you're just trying to scare me.
Oh, just a quick peek now. Come on. There's really something to see.
No, no.
Well, hello, Donna. How are you and Mary getting along?
I want to get out of here, Mr. Whitaker. Let me out of here.
Donna! Mary.
Oh, come on. You can't depend on young people these days, John. They just aren't dependable.
You mean you just stayed on the bus until it was time to go home?
Yes. I'm never going back there again, Lucy. Never. Why didn't you warn me? Why didn't you tell me she was so cruel?
I didn't think she was cruel. She was just, well, I don't know.
Mean.
Yeah, I guess so. I just hate to say that about people.
Just the person I wanted to talk to. Hello, Donna. Lucy.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi.
You were pretty shook up last night.
Just a little.
Well, don't let Mary discourage you.
I won't. She'll never get the chance. I'm never going back there again.
Oh, now, Donna, don't let that one experience throw you. Deep inside, Mary Hooper's a wonderful woman.
Deep inside.
Way deep inside.
You see, you have to understand that Mary is lonely, and she talks like she does to cover it up. It's a smokescreen, so no one will know how she really feels.
She does a good job.
Not as good as she might think. Just look at her, and you can tell how heartbroken she is.
Heartbroken?
Yes.
Why would she be heartbroken?
Well, I don't know. People have only been able to guess. Whatever it is, she won't talk about it. I feel sorry for her.
So do I.
Maybe she has problems.
Well, she does, and that's why I was hoping I could get you to run a little errand for me.
Me?
Yes, I'd like you to take this mixture over to her. You see, it's for her flowers.
No, Mr. Whitaker, not me. Can't you get somebody else?
Well, it'd help if you could. Please, just take it in. Tell her to drop a small amount into the soil at the base of the flowers, and, well, that's all. You don't have to stay any longer than that.
But... all right, I guess I can ride my bike over.
Now, I appreciate it, and I'm sure Mary Hooper will, too.
I wouldn't count on it.
Come in.
Hi, remember me? I'm Donna.
What are you doing here? I thought you were one of the orderlies. Go away. I need an orderly. Ow!
Are you all right?
Oh, of course I'm not all right. Do I sound all right? The doctor spent the morning poking and probing me. Go get me an orderly. My flowers are dying and the doctor won't let me out of bed to take care of them.
That's why I'm here. Mr. Whitaker asked me to bring this to you. He said it's a mixture he invented to help your flowers.
Oh, he did he? Well, what are you standing there talking for? Pour it on. But you better be careful. Those flowers are the only thing worth looking at around here.
Mr. Whitaker said to pour just a drop in the soil at the base of the flower.
I didn't know Mr. Whitaker knew anything about flowers.
Mr. Whitaker knows about everything.
Ha! Nobody knows about everything. Now be careful with that one, girl. It's my favorite.
Burning Love is my favorite, too. It's beautiful.
What's it called?
Burning Love. My mom grows them sometimes.
Oh. Well, be careful anyway.
Mrs. Hooper?
What?
I'm not an expert or anything, but I think your plants would do a lot better if you got them out from under this air vent and put them over there, next to the window. I think the sun would help them. Maybe.
Oh, you do you? Not a bad idea, I don't suppose. Well, couldn't hurt.
Well, you know, I can move them now if you want.
I couldn't stop you.
Oh, you tell me how it looks.
Okay. What's your name again?
Donna Barclay.
Well, go ahead then, Donna. Whoa. Whoa.
Come on, Mrs. Hooper, you can do it. Oh. Three more steps and you'll be back in bed.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm too old to learn how to walk again.
You're almost there. Ooh. Almost. Ooh. Come on.
Oh.
Did it. Four laps around the room.
Torture. It's pure torture. You should go to work for one of them health spas or a concentration camp. Whew. Thank you, Donna. It's the best I've done in weeks. Used to take all my energy just to walk to the plants once a day. Ha! That'll show that doctor. He says he wants to operate. That'll teach him.
What's wrong with your hip?
Oh, I don't know exactly. They say I broke it. I must have fallen.
You don't remember?
No. Happened not long after my husband died, 8 months ago. I don't remember much of anything about that time. Those were very dark days for me. I loved my husband very much, and when he died, well, up until now, I haven't wanted to do the things I need to do to get better.
What was your husband like? I see this picture all the time, and I wonder if he was as nice as he looks.
Nicer. A whole lot nicer. That picture doesn't do the man justice. Few pictures ever do. It's all I have left to... Oh, why do you bring these things up? I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I just thought you might want to tell me about him. I thought you might miss him. That's all.
Oh, I miss him. How could I tell you about that? I mean, you couldn't possibly understand. A girl your age couldn't know what it's like to lose someone to death.
I think I know.
Ha! Come on, what can you know about death?
Well, I had a best friend once. Karen. She got cancer and died.
She was your best friend?
Yeah.
Oh, what a terrible age to lose someone. Any age is a terrible age. I'm sorry, Donna.
It's all right. But sometimes I like to talk about her, remember what it was like. But nobody really understands. They don't know what it's like to miss her and wish we had more time together. And I thought maybe you felt like that too, sometimes.
No, it's just a lot of wasted sentiment, useless feelings. That's all most of the women round here do, talk about the past and cry. Well, the past can't help me now, and I don't cry.
You don't? Ever?
Ever. What's the use?
I don't know. I think sometimes it helps to cry and to talk to someone about how I feel.
Rubbish, rubbish. Who do I have to talk to?
Lots of people. You can talk to me.
Go on, I'm 10 times your age.
What about your family? I thought you said something about having a daughter somewhere.
I do, but she doesn't care about me. She has her own life. We don't get along.
Why not?
We just don't, that's all. She's such a sensitive thing. She gets tense around me. I make her uncomfortable, and I don't know what's wrong with her.
Maybe she's like I was.
What?
Maybe your daughter's like I was when I first met you.
Come on, get it out. What are you trying to say, Donna?
Maybe your daughter doesn't come around because you're mad all the time. Maybe she's afraid of you.
Afraid of me? Why, that's ridiculous.
Maybe, but maybe not.
Okay, got it. Thank you, operator. And there you are, Donna. You're sure you want to do this? You might be getting into the middle of more than you realize.
Yes, Mr. Whitaker. I've got to try.
Well, I was hoping you'd say that. You want to call now?
Now? You mean from here?
Sure. It's a private office. I'll be off behind the counter if you need anything.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. Thanks for everything.
No, thank you, Donna. If this works out, I think Mary Hooper's going to be a very happy woman.
If it works out. Well, here goes. Hello, is this Barbara Mansfield? This is Donna Barkley. You don't know me. I'm here in Odyssey. I wanted to talk to you about your mother.
What's Donna up to? We'll find out when today's adventure in Odyssey continues right after this. And now the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Hi, Mr. Henderson.
Hi, Donna. You better watch yourself.
What? Hi, Miss Monroe. What's going on? Is Mrs. Hooper in her room?
She is, Donna, but I'm not sure you want to go in there.
I don't? Well, what's wrong? Is she sick?
Well, not exactly, but she's upset about something. She threw a big tantrum, kind of like she used to, knocking things over and yelling for no reason. Whew, what a mess.
Well, can I see her?
Are you sure you want to?
Yes.
You're a brave girl, Donna.
Mrs. Hooper? Mrs. Hooper.
Go away. I hold you responsible.
What? What's wrong?
Get out.
Your flowers. What happened to your flowers? Oh, look, they're all torn up.
Leave them alone. I told you in the beginning, don't touch the flowers.
I don't understand what happened.
Oh, you don't. Of course you don't.
Why are you being like this?
Being like what? This is how I am. Now, get out!
No, you're not. You're not like this at all. What's the matter? What happened?
Nothing. Why should you care? I'm just an old woman you come to visit sometimes. You don't care?
I care.
Really?
I care. I wouldn't be here if I didn't care. I mean, maybe I didn't at the beginning. Maybe I didn't know. But I do now. We're friends.
Friends? Come on, I have no friends. Now I want you to go away.
No, I won't leave until you tell me what's wrong.
I said get out. Go on. Cry and run out like you did that first night. Go on, go on.
No, I won't cry and I won't go away. Do you understand? You want to be stubborn? I can be stubborn. You want to be a big baby? I can be a big baby too. I won't leave.
You won't?
No. Now, please, tell me what's wrong. Why are you so mad?
Well, today's my birthday. And for the first time since my husband died, I wanted somebody to know. It's all your fault. Didn't matter until you started coming around, but I wanted a card. Now, I know it's silly. I know that, but I just wanted somebody to say happy birthday, Mary.
Mr. Whitaker is right, Mrs. Hooper. He said you're lonely and you act tough so no one will know. But everyone knows, Mrs. Hooper. There's nothing wrong with feeling lonely. There's nothing wrong with crying. You don't have to be so tough. Maybe more people would come around if you didn't act so tough all the time.
What are you, an expert?
No, I'm just a kid. But I knew it was your birthday. I checked the files, and I got you something better than a card.
You did?
But you have to promise to be nice. You have to promise not to try and be so tough anymore. Promise?
Well, I don't know.
Promise?
Oh, okay. I promise.
All right. Come on in.
Hello, Mother.
Barbara? What are you doing here? What do you want?
I just wanted to see you. I mean, I know I haven't been here in a while, but... Mother? Mother, why are you crying?
Oh, Barbara.
I've never seen you cry before.
You're here. I can't believe you're here.
Yeah, some surprise, huh? Bob and the kids are out in the car. I thought I'd come in first and see if... If
it was safe, I know. Barbara, what did I do to you? What happened to us?
I don't know what happened. After Dad died, you just became hard. Your closed yourself up and you acted like you didn't care about anything. I really wanted to talk to you. I wanted to cry with you, but you just wouldn't let me. So I guess I just stopped trying.
Barbara.
Mom?
Don't ever stop trying, ever. Come here.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm so very sorry. I've been a child.
No, no, I'm sorry too, Mom. I should have known.
Oh, come here.
Oh, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Hooper.
Psalm 8:2 says, out of the mouths of infants and babes, God has established strength. You see, like Donna in today's adventure, you can help adults by what you say and do. Through your love and your concern, God can use you to comfort them, be their friend, and keep them from feeling lonely. It took a lot of courage for Donna to stay with Mrs. Hooper, but her courage helped change both their lives. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.